Title: A Quick Take on Justice Scalia's Legacy on Antitrust Law. Content: The late Justice Antonin Scalia was not the biggest fan of antitrust law. As he famously quipped during his Senate confirmation hearing, "In law school, I never understood antitrust law. I later found out, in reading the writings of those who now do understand it, that I should not have understood it because it did not make any sense then." Nevertheless, he made his mark on the subject while on the Supreme Court. His most recent antitrust opinions exhibited the modern court's tendency to scrutinize class certification and to encourage arbitration. This should come as no surprise considering that he authored both landmark decisions in Walmart v. Dukes, 131 S. CT 2541, 2011, finding that plaintiffs could not show that they suffered a common injury because individual factors informed their employment decisions, and AT&T Mobility v. Concepcion, 131 S. CT 1740, 2011, holding that Federal Arbitration Act preempted California's attempt to invalidate arbitration agreements. For example, in Comcast v. Berend, 133 S. CT 1426, 2013, Justice Scalia held that a class of cable subscribers alleging antitrust violations was improperly certified because the plaintiff's expert failed to identify the damages attributable to the only surviving theory of antitrust impact. Consequently, he found that Rule 23(b)(3)'s predominance inquiry was not met because questions of individual damages calculations would overwhelm questions common to the class. Similar to Walmart, the Berend decision heightened the burden on antitrust plaintiffs seeking class certification. Likewise, in American Express Company v. Italian Colors Restaurant, 133 S. CT 2304, 2013, Justice Scalia found that the prohibitively high cost of arbitration was not a sufficient reason to invalidate a class action waiver because the waiver did not ultimately restrict a party's right to pursue remedies via an arbitral forum. Justice Scalia dismissed assertions that waivers made pursuing claims cost prohibitive. He noted that while Congress had enacted treble damages and other measures to facilitate antitrust claims, antitrust laws do not guarantee an affordable procedural path to the vindication of every claim. Relying on Concepcion, Justice Scalia emphasized that the Federal Arbitration Act's command to enforce arbitration agreements trumps any interest in prosecuting low-value claims. Older decisions also reflect Justice Scalia's penchant for limiting the scope of federal laws. For example, in City of Columbia v. Omni Outdoor Advertising Incorporated, 499 U.S. 365, 1991, Justice Scalia strengthened two important antitrust immunity doctrines. First, he extended state action immunity to local governments when they took action pursuant to state laws that authorized local regulation of competition. Second, he reinforced the Norr-Pennington doctrine by limiting the sham exception to situations where parties are only using governmental process as an anti-competitive weapon and are not genuinely seeking favorable government action. In Verizon v. Trinco, 540 U.S. 398, 2004, Justice Scalia limited the breadth of the Sherman Act when he held that Verizon's alleged failure to carry out its network sharing duties under the Telecommunications Act of 1996 did not give rise to antitrust claims. Justice Scalia recognized that refusal to cooperate with rivals could be antitrust violations, such as the conduct found to be problematic in Aspen Skiing Company v. Aspen Highlands Skiing Corporation, 427 U.S. 585, 1985. However, he found that Aspen's limited exception was not applicable to the situation in Trinco. Specifically, he noted that Verizon's purported misconduct was not motivated by a decision to cease a voluntary and profitable course of dealing, as in Aspen, but was instead motivated by reluctance to cooperate with aspects of a regulatory regime. Because the regulatory framework had its own mechanisms to remedy anti-competitive harm, expanding the scope of the Sherman Act would add little benefit to competition and would only chill other permissible conduct. But just like in other areas of the law, Justice Scalia wrote many notable dissents in antitrust cases. In Eastman Kodak Company v. Image Technical Serves, Inc., 504 U.S. 451, 1992, The Supreme Court held that Kodak's restrictions on businesses operating in the service aftermarket for Kodak copiers and graphics equipment could raise antitrust claims.